Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. A foundation scripture, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Very phenomenal scripture. Asankronwa Yohane Nsumpa Itra.
Yes,
say amen. As we are still standing, I'll read you Luke chapter 18, verse number 28, right to 30. Luke 18, 28 to verse number 30. Then Peter said, "Lord, we have left all and followed thee." And he said unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, there is no man that have left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive a manifold more in this present time, and in a world to come, life everlasting." Then Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." And Jesus said unto them, "Verily, I say unto you, there is no man that have left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive a manifold more in this present time, and in a world to come, life everlasting." Amazing content of scripture. Hallelujah. Look at St. Peter. You don't watch it. You more yet. You know, copy me. You know, watch it. Sorry, can come on.
At even try, I say, I hope I so act here.
Come on.
Now, Petrus say, Chey, a jabby, I bet do it. She not say one say, no crime. Someone say, Obini, why would you fear an irate? And then we are no man now, woof, and now, maho, when you go by him in tea. Now, we are no more hoopy, a brimu, and if you are say, Eben mu down. Now say one say, no crime is someone say,
I will want to say, not only to you, but to our audience around the world who listen to the podcast, we will want to say to them categorically that God does not recruit unemployed people. God, He does not recruit people useless. When we say useless, it's not an insult. It's just they are of no use. God, He does not recruit them. The Lord does not recruit unemployed people. Anybody that says that the Lord has called, God must find you doing something. Until full-time ministry, so another call within the call. You need to be called to work for God. But whilst you are working for God, you need to be called to leave everything to come into full time. Say, if God has not called you to be full time, go and do your job. Very clear thing here we're talking about. See, that's why I have a big problem with people. You diminish the nature, but don't talk nonsense. It is a special calling for anybody to be in full time. I'm telling you, it's a calling. When it is a call, at least, then God takes care of you. Even if you don't receive salary, I am not on the payroll of this church. But we say God takes care of somebody, so mommy, sometimes I ask my wife, this blessing that came just now, what did I do to receive this one? Then we are talking about the call of God, but you tell me, very important content. We have 5 pastors in this church. They have sacrificed significantly, you know, for the ministry. The ministry acknowledges them, you know, in that spectrum and honors them, you know, for their sacrifice, and therefore will want to appreciate them whilst we are in the capacity to do so. But before then, they were made to understand that we will want to do a lot of strategic investments for the ministry. You will not receive anything. You will not receive transport. You will not receive credit. You will not receive anything. They did that for 4 years. 4 years. No transport, nothing, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I was speaking to one man of God who was telling me, I was asking, how much does your church pay you? He said, we don't receive anything. And then I said, why? He said, because when you are part of that ministry, they put you in a branch and ask you to go and prove your call. I said, I like that. Prove. What's in Yami Afro? Prove that Yami Afro. It is very important. These days, most of the church girls wants to marry prophets, because they know that the prophets handle a lot of revenue. They control a lot of money. But may I remind those girls, whether they are in this room or whether they are on podcast listening to me. And in these days, it's not only podcasts that listen. Today, by the grace of God, a young lady who listens and watches our program significantly on the internet and also on television called us, called Mama Rita, I've never spoken to her, and said that the Lord has touched her because there is another radio station in Sunyani by the name Heaven Radio or Heaven FM, I can't get it, and that the Lord wants her to pay the airtime on that radio. So they download the messages from podcast and they play it today. They played it at Sunyani, and when I finished waiting on the Lord this evening, when I came out of my prayer room, Mama Rita is telling me calls are coming from Sunyani after the message being played. So I am not only speaking to the audience on podcast, I'm also speaking to people on radio and all that. You know, if I want to tell all those girls who are lovers of prophets, who are addicts, candidate or candidature addicts, who wants to marry prophets, the work of God is not a gold mine. The work of God is not a gold mine. Why will you be very disappointed? I'm telling you. See, that is the that is the very reason why all these guys have gone for occultic influences, joined, you know, groups like Freemasons, Old Fellows, and all these kind of things. That is why occultism is rising in our country. The reason is because Obia Pesuanaho. Obia Penuanantum. Pajomuntin here, because Yamfaniamenia, we want to tell God some, God wants to tell us some very significant and very important things. What about the people that God have called and sent them into rural places? Who pays them? Who pays them? Resident to us, we want to, you know, follow that. Obia niwa. In other words, Petro no aye na juma na Jesus. Ebe friend to walk out. Obi say what they say. Huh? Yeja ye juma ho. Adia na kema yiska. Me the third year needi yeja ho. Then say ye do echi. Adia ni ebenya. He's asking a good question, isn't it? I see a lot of all these unemployed people. They send what is it, applications around looking for jobs, and they don't get a jobs, and then suddenly they have turned into prophets. You go to Achimota Forest, they carry big Bibles and all that. Very soon they are carrying 4 mobile phones, and they have people carrying their mobile phones for them and following them and all that. Suddenly they have become chief prophet, master prophet, major prophet. That they are raising dead people which never die, and they are raising witches who are never witches, cripples who are never cripples. Because you have to act and go into mimics and gimmicks and all that and lie in the name of the Lord, because you need to pay your bills and fund that, you know, extravagant lifestyle. Now gradually or increasingly, I thank God that the church of God, I'm a hearing Billy, their eyes are opening. Like the book of Colossians said, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now we are coming into enlightenment. increasingly, not gradually, increasingly, we are coming into enlightenment. When we now see fake people easily, we see them. Now we are coming. The Spirit of God is doing a better job, you know, in our lives. He's doing a great work in our life. The reason is because we are allowing the Holy Spirit. If the Lord wants to work in you and you don't want to allow God, in any way it's going to work. Now, another thing the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives is that God is helping us to become students of the Word. Students of God's word. You know, how can you go to church without the Bible? I don't care what the service is. You never forgot to carry your mobile phone. And your mobile phone was, you know, not big enough. You carried it because it was portable. Why don't you get a portable Bible also? I hear things like, well, my Bible is on my phone. I don't take too much seriousness and importance to that. I will tell you why. There are certain things that a mobile phone cannot do in terms of studying the Word of God. If you are going to be a real student and not just a reader, then I encourage you to carry a real physical hard copy Bible. Yeah! Because there are certain things that you need to underline. There are certain things you need to, you know, highlight. There are, these gadgets can decide to freeze. They can decide to black out. They can decide, corrupt. They can decide to do all that. And therefore, your most important notes and all that will just vanish. But your Bible, your hard copy Bible. Can you imagine? If God calls me, if I die today, one of my most treasured possessions will be my Bible, the one I preach from. I was speaking to Reverend Philip Amuako, you know, brother Francis Kwesi Amuako, the iconic patriarch. I was speaking to his son, Philip, and then I said to Philip, so where is Papa's Bible? You say we should start a museum. It's a good idea. And I know that one of the ways that we need to uphold Papa's legacy and also let people come from around the world and see what he did and all that. You know, among the things that we need to put in that museum is the accident, the car, the Peugeot car he was driving. We need to put it in the museum for people to come and see the wickedness of this nation. A nation that kills the prophets that have been sent to you. We need that. And we need to tag the government or whoever the president of this country was and ordered the killing and the murdering of Kwesi Amuako. We need to do it. See, when I talk about Amuako, I talk the anger of God. This country will pay for the blood of Amuako. I'm telling you, no matter what, Ubia Wakaho, Wuma will never be free. Wunananum will never be free until seven generations pass. I'm telling you. So the phone where they car farm or co castle. One with the helicopter and the fire and left an anointed man a for a good helicopter. So I was telling Philip, his Bible is one of the most treasured things. Can you just imagine? If I hand over my Bible, my cheap, I have lots of Bible. I have Minghanemani, I have not less than like close to whatever Bibles in my homes, loads of them. But my most treasured Bible, you know, which I read every morning next by my bedside, that one, Revelation, Atatia, BC Ephesians. Because that was the Bible I used when our children were growing. And they taught, Genesis, now BC Leviticus. No, Revelation, no, and so about BC Ephesians. Tiniakan, no, honey, Atatini, and so many ashishim. It may be a meini, a matitanona, maybe a mahesan, and maybe a mahesan, and mehuno. But if I give you this Bible, it is one of the treasured things. I mean, can you just imagine if we pick up a very good and anointed holy man of God who have preached the gospel like T.L. Osborne, if we hand over his Bible to you, you can even buy into his heart and spirit what God used to communicate to him, because they make notes in their Bible and they make all the highlightings in their Bible, and therefore a Bible like this one, you don't have to forsake it. Tianye, oba sori ekita, obi anu se we Christo ni. Omo di omo peno omo sesen grofo rofro funa eba. Omo hunu oba abri ekita sa we Christo ni we jini ni mapa. En sam fu yemfan kone so. Tianye, na bibi ada bia wo phone so a yenim se WhatsApp na ya na se Instagram u miemi asunsu bia na kan gan babru. I'm telling you, in order for not the things not to corrupt and erase from your Bible, carry one of these, please. Who perhaps ya kwa mu ani mru me kanya me adwen chiro who perhaps ya kwa adwu mu ani bre and sorry be bre one man some am ken woman can be chiro woda utimu enu aso utim so the Bible by one fa bia mo nyu ma sam om ka quotation so chiro wuchiro enu ma sam enu aso utim na ne nem mu and all that, and you are not even seeing any progression in your life because God, he does not bless the wicked or sinners. And you may be one who has said, who can kind of every day? That is why the Bible said in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, do not let this book of the Lord depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do the everything that have been written in it. The people that listen to us on radio, one of the most important things they listen to are the quotations. Quotation. Yeah, some nakaka. Quotation. Hinu yi free ye. Woman so ya no maswas in sinibi. Ye ka woman among ammonia yi and chronic preco. We are sub quotation hina yi free and I make an enough an hour. Tianye! The body of Christ needs to sit up. We have been lackadaisical and laid back for a long time. We have been careless and reckless for a very long time. We have gone into hibernation for a long time. Yadache, we have been in a deep slumber for a very, very long time. People don't make noise in church, and they are concerned about Ghana Music Awards. A useless venture like that. Today, Obia! With the Ghana Music Awards, and who is a gospel musician doesn't know what they are about. They are as useless as the word useless. But anybody that fears God and understand the time in which we are, they don't care about award at all in their life. I'm telling you, many people grass on them and all that they can think about. But we didn't come because of normal. We are not here because church was so nice today. No. If you go to the hospital and they give you injection, is it nice? But that pinch will bring you health. I will say that again. The pinch will bring you health. Therefore, get one of this. We're talking about eternal life. The most important thing that Jesus Christ gives. Eternal life. I may not address, because if you have eternal life, those things will come automatically. So we don't talk about it. Unlike the body of Christ, they talk about everything and forget about eternal life. They talk about your shoes. They talk about your bag. They talk about your car. You know, I heard an account, a church, that their annual theme was financial dominion. And they were talking about, who doesn't want financial dominion? Everybody wants financial dominion. But the truth of the matter is that if you go to stand by the door of financial dominion without keys, it is a useless venture. You are wasting your time because nothing is going to come out of it. You will be there by that door waiting, and the people that have the keys will come open and go into financial dominion, and you will still be standing by your door and nothing happening to you. Many people have served the Lord Jesus and they have gone to church, but because they are not doing it the right way, they are not getting results. And then the pastor will ask, how many people have cars? And they will lift up their hands and say, stand up. And then they get up. And then he will tell the rest of the church, these are the people who have entered into financial dominion. I didn't know that possessing a car makes you financially dominated. Because I know a lot of people who owns very nice cars, but the debt, a car, is unbelievable. So many people who have their money locked up in men's gold, they have car loans. And now they can't pay the car. So the banks have repossessed the cars. You call that dominion? I think this, you know, the body of Christ and his preachers, most of them have filled His Majesty Jesus the Christ. They have filled Jesus Christ. Say, oh, a car, oh, a financial dominion. And so he tells the church and the church, the rest of the people, they feel awkward and obscured and ambivalent, and they feel bad. They feel useless because they came to Jesus, but they don't have financial dominion. So what they will do, very simple, they will do everything, good or bad, it takes to get financial dominion. So they follow people to Malams, they go for money rituals, they become Sakawa boys, all in the name of financial dominion. So the day they also come to church with a G-Wagon, with a Range Rover Sport, they come to church with a Bentley Continental, that day they want everybody to acknowledge them because they have also gotten into financial dominion. But the point, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are not here because of financial dominion. The Bible said, you know, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew chapter 6:33, the Bible declares, and all these other things, you will not pray for them. You will not ask for them. You will not lobby for them. You will not beg for them. All these things will be added unto you. So we don't even talk about these things. You having a very good marriage is a plus that comes automatically to you. If I'm a child of God, there are so many things that automatically is my inheritance. I inherit it automatically. The generation in which, the generation which, you know, the people, when we were kids, you need to go and ask permission for the television to be put on. As a child, you couldn't switch on the TV. So you go to your parents and say, "Dad, I'm watching Mumezu TV in here with you," and then they put it on before you watch. These children of this generation do not ask permissions to put on television. Televisions, I'm saying, when they were born, the TV was already on. They opened their eyes with the TV on. So, Oswari and Opakrani are doomed TV now. Hey, abnormal, because of being, and you know, the TV is so. It was sorry, I know I tell me remove to know I saw. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should learn something from the kids of this generation. We the Christians of today have become beggars, and they beg even before the throne of God. But Jesus asks a very important question: which of you, having children, when they ask you of bread, will give a stone? Which of you, having children, when they ask you of a piece of egg, will give a scorpion or serpent? He says then that if even you who are wicked know how to give good things to your children, how much more will to your heavenly Father, if you ask him of eternal life, will not give. Another version is that when you ask him of the Holy Ghost, will not give you. It didn't work out. There is no man, having left family and career and adagia, will not receive in this life and in the life to come life everlasting. I want to tell everybody in this place that there is a reward in serving God. I will say that again. There is a reward, not award. There is a reward in serving God on earth. That reward, the Bible calls it blessing. Everybody say blessing. Yeah, he blesses you. You flourish, you prosper. Automatically. Was there any place you read in the scriptures that Abraham asked God to bless him? There is no place. Show me a prayer Abraham asked, "Bless me, Lord." Show me the quotation. "Father, bless me." There are people like that in the Bible, like Jabez. "If thou wouldest bless me indeed, that I may not cause pain." Now, there are people like that. But Abraham never prayed that prayer. Everything that came to him physically came automatically. The Lord prospered him, favored him, because the Lord blesses the righteous. I want everybody to understand in this place that healing is your inheritance. I didn't say right, because inheritance is greater than right. Dear, it is my right to use the ladies' toilet if I am a lady. Anna, there are three toilets downstairs. There are two toilets upstairs. Two toilets downstairs is for ladies. One toilet downstairs is for gentlemen. If you go as a gentleman and enter one of the ladies' toilets, you have mixed your route. Anna, resident fan say, "Ufri, Now that is right. Because she is a woman, she has the right to ask the man, what are you doing in the female toilets? Right. Right. Inheritance. You're different. The inheritance was me woba. Me bano. Adie biya me wo. Eyene dia. Me tiasio. Me wo. Eyene japadia. I'm talking about inheritance. Right, dear. You're different. When you say, oh, right, your rights don't apply. You can travel out of Ghana as a minister of state. The moment you go out of the jurisdiction of this country, your right ends. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you travel out and you see this Honorable Kofi Oduro, the other day I was so shocked. Party functionaries are all honorable. Gotham! You can't silt and dredge your gutters. You are already honorable. Interesting. That is what we want, because we have rights as honorable, the right honorable, the very honorable. Oh, really? You are honorables and you are looting the coffers of this nation in your honorabilities? Really? And I look honestly at something like this commission of inquiry. I cry for this country. Because if the laws of this country and the rule of law was working, this commission will have no business right now. If the laws of this country was working accurately, there will be no need for these people. We are paying them. They are in air condition. We are blowing money and they are blowing fuel and blowing time. Because the laws of Ghana does not work. To be buyer. Well, from you, who are you? Say me, Gina, hey, I pack a group of people in a car and we have guns and the police say we don't know where they are from. Are you okay? What is your job as an officer of law? Wouldn't name left and right. This is what happens. I am not shocked when children rules over a nation and women rule over a nation. This is what happens. Oh, don't worry. Sunday we will tell them. Because here I'm sitting busy being here. Because here no do. Yansunso. As it is, we will tell the country. They go to church. They are going to serve God in their honorability. And their pastors cannot talk about it. And the Lord raises me as a voice to deal with the mess of Ghana and the church. And you want to tell me, say, ya tobo. When this will be one answer saying, when I frame me and I'm not here, the God that have sent me, dealing with very serious stuff. Hallelujah. Resident, you have finished reading. Let's get into Philippians. We read it on Sunday. We want to read at Philippians chapter 2. It's Bible study. Write the quotation. Make sure when you go home, you go back to it, you revisit it. Let us be the Christians of Berea who will always go back to what Apostle Paul taught. Study it carefully. Outline it decently. The Bible said, let this mind be in you. I'm reading Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5 to 13. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form in you. He made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Jesus, he took upon him the form. He was not a servant, but the form of a servant. That is what the leaders of this country and the leaders of the church needs. Servant leadership. Servant leadership. I'm telling you. This bossy kind of leadership, I'm the boss kind of thing. Forget about it. It doesn't work. Servant leadership. Oh yeah. We need to come to that. Took upon himself. Jesus, I'm talking about the Christ, made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant. Dear, a lot of people have gone into relationships and gone with this bossy attitude. Even Jesus is making himself of no reputation. Certain people cannot mention their portfolio without adding, "I am Bishop Emeritus His Grace, Bishop this, I am Mrs. Doctor, Mrs. whatever, whatever." When are you going to learn to make yourself of no reputation and have a form of a servant? When? I'm asking you, when? When can you mention your name without a title? My name is Kofi. When can you mention it that way? When? Dear, when? When can you, when can we appear without reputation? In other words, we have the reputation, but we make ourselves as we don't have it. I want to ask, you know, the prophets of Ghana, the bishops and your bishops elects and your archbishops and your cardinals and your canons and your all the people you have gotten yourselves into church. I want to ask you, when will they make themselves of no reputation? When will they make themselves approachable? Happy birthday, my darling. Today is Enolizi's birthday. We will sing birthday for her and we will bless her. Say amen. When? When? I mean, when are they going to be accessible, approachable? I have met so many great men or women in court, and I was really a top fan. Followed them from a distance. Flew with some in a plane and met them and wanted to say hello. And I was shocked the attitude I got. I was extremely shocked. I know two gospel musicians who used to be very famous, very big in this country. I was not, you know, the Kofi Drew. One day we went to the Ifa Sutherland Children Park. I met them. And then I said, "Oh, hello." The lady looked at me. I mean, really stared at me. And went like, in the tree farm. So I go like, "Whoa, is there anybody around me here?" Today, they are no more. Because the Lord resists the proud and shows mercy to the humble. I'm telling you. Let me say this. The kind of grace we are enjoying, the kind of privileges and prestige that the Holy Spirit have bestowed on Kofi Drew and Alabaster, it has a validity period. P.I. There will be a time that more louder voices will rise in this country. I will be on retirement. Therefore, be nice to people, because those people may be the next people in line, and those people will be nicer to you when you are on the bench. TNA, this opportunity that God has given us, we don't have to be, you know, raising shoulders and all that kind of thing. Do you know who I am? You coming to meet me? You need to go through my office. Namajibo. Who are you? Where are why? Very soon, nobody want to talk to you anymore. I'm telling you, very soon, nobody want to talk to you anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get this very straight. When God is lifting you and blessing you, there is one thing that does not have to change: your heart. It has to be the same. Meekness, humility, you know, modesty. You just love people, because everything the Lord is raising you for is for the people, the others, the people. That is the reason why when you talk, you speak, everybody goes crazy. It is because of the people. Tianye, too many people in the church are too arrogant, too pompous. As if they wouldn't need other people. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, because people have shown that kind of attitude to me. You know, when people request selfie, I gladly accept. Handshakes, hugs, I don't joke with it. The reason is because don't be some way, so that when you are on the bench, you know, when you are on the bench, that I went to a pensioners meeting. I took my father to the pensioners meeting, and I met people who used to be chief directors, judges, ministers, heads of state, diplomats. I met them in wheelchairs, some with clutches, some paralyzed, some and all that kind of thing. But when they were the bosses, I was nobody. Same thing. Now they are nobodies. I am somebody. Very soon, I am nobody. Your children are the great people. And therefore, you humble yourself and take unto yourself the form of a servant. Hey, let's follow the Christ. Let's follow the Christ. He is humble. I'm telling you,
yes,
it is a header. Yes, you cannot say as a lady, huh? You know, when somebody is proposed, I keep telling all the women, the daughters of Zion, I keep telling them, if a man is proposing to you, and even if you have somebody already, listen. Be a good listener. Somebody is talking nonsense. Just listen. Jesus never interrupted a speaker. Read the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus never stopped a speaker. In the book of John, he had a lot of arguments with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes. But he will listen for them to say whatever they want to say. Then he will give them an answer. Be a listener. Somebody is proposing. They possibly might be your real husband. And because you have this crazy guy in your life already, you are not even listening to the God sent person. Listen. They are in your life now, but they will leave very soon. I'm going to teach you a principle of life. In this life, God blesses us to interdepend on ourselves. That is why he doesn't bless me with everything. Despite that, the fact that God has blessed and anointed me for the work of the ministry, he gives officers something I don't have. He gives Mama Comfort something I don't have. I don't know what I can do, I mean in terms of life and ministry, effectively without my wife. Because she plays a role I can't do or I cannot play. I don't know how the service will be if we don't have Steve right here. Not only for the keyboards, but this young man does a lot of things behind the scenes. A lot of so many things that goes on. A lot of mobilization. As I'm speaking to you, he has started another choir for the F5 service. A new team that is coming up. He introduced them to me on Sunday. A lot of things like, you know, taking care of new members, preparing people, handing them over to Mama Comfort for baptism. All these other things come from this young man. If I don't know what I can do without Eric, he is so smart. All the crusades we are having couldn't be possible without this young man. This young man is the man that goes to secure all the permits we need for the crusades to happen. He goes to look for the places where we need electricity to be able to, you know, plug our ourselves in. If there are people who don't want us to fix our things, sometimes we fight and he does the fighting together with some of the rest of the people to do the job. Listen to what I'm saying. If I say that God has anointed me and called me, so I don't need these guys, I will go and there will be no crusade. Even though I have the message and the anointing and the power of God and the move of God, yet I cannot function because this young man is not there. And so tell you, interdepending on ourselves, it is the principle of God, you know, and all that. So then you cannot see, that is why God is so wise. He puts something within the woman and he puts something within the man. The woman needs that something from the man. That is why no matter how rich and successful in career a woman is, she still desires a man. I'm here, my name, sir. They said, yeah, you don't desire a man. Yeah. What did I say? She is the executive. She controls the company. She controls the ministry. She controls whatever it is. Yet, she desires a man. God made it that way. Because it is very, you know, when you come to the place here, when you come to the place when you say, I don't care about women because after all, I don't need them. I am self-made. So God never made anybody self-made. You are supposed to interdepend on each other. That is why that no matter how anointed Abraham was and how powerful he was as a friend of God and as the father of faith and as the father of many nations, yet in the night he needed to pull out his stick to Sarah and to Keturah and to all the other women he engaged them. Because because when his testosterone goes high, anointing will park for testosterone to get its way through. Tiny, I'm no kind of, because I'm dealing with adhesive. So we act to interdepend on each other. So God made it that way intentionally. Therefore, we are brassier to be able to engage that other person. Oh yeah, we are brassier. Listen, the government in power now, we voted for them to be in power. Now, we need something from them. And we need a lot of things from them. That's why we voted for them to be in power. We are depending or interdepending on them. They are also interdependent on us. If we say we will not vote for you anymore, they don't have a job in 1.5 years. They all go home retired. That is how serious it is. If you like, let's refuse this government another chance. Most of them will die in miserability. I'm telling you. So I have thought about it many times. Why is it that politics is the only means of income for politicians in Africa? Why? Why can't they do something else? That is why politics in Africa is do or die. It's either or die be die or boot for boot. Obia pesunya. It shouldn't be so. I mean, critically, politics is one of the most strenuous jobs. Let's say that I present myself to be voted for as the MP of this area. I open up myself for the little child born today to criticize me and to insult me. If I don't come to serve as a public officer, I keep my privacy. But the moment I present myself as a public officer, I lose that privacy. I become a property of the state and of the people instantly. And yet, my people are desperately wanting to do it. Now, if we vote for them again to be in power, then whatever idea they have, they can implement. Therefore, everybody needs to be humble and deny yourself. I'm telling you. I don't know. Listen, I don't know. And the young lady is listening to the gentleman and said, you know, I want to marry you and I'm proposing to you. Am I your type? Meanwhile, near Woodrey and Sawyer were type on the sweet German for Sansa Koshifu, as will be murder, will be jail. But you are speaking to that person, dear, who is more serious, more committed, more dedicated, and more loving. But because of arrogance, ego, you are losing that person. Can you just imagine? Let me make a very important analysis. Can you imagine if Lady Rebecca Ekufuado denied His Excellency proposal? You lose opportunity to becoming the first lady of this country. I'm telling you. So let's say that the people who bounce His Excellency, the president, they're sitting at home and say, Yay! And so, Ambrasia will be our Christo Niwaha, that Jesus is your Lord and He lives in your heart. The Holy Spirit is living in you. Please, Ambrasia, humility. Be humble and deny yourself. Deny yourself. It's not always about you. Self-centeredness, selfishness, self-aggrandizing will always not bring the miracle. As a matter of fact, it is an obstacle. I'm telling you. As I bring my message to a close, let me tell everybody in this place, because all the people around you compliment you, I want to say to you very vividly, everybody surrounded you, or everybody in your space or your sphere of influence, some of the people are for a reason. Some of the people are for a season. And some of the people are for a lifetime. Write it down. It is, some of them are for a reason. Some people come into your life for a reason. Some come into your life for a season. I can give you a very vivid example. There is a young man by the name Ibu. He came into this church when we were a fellowship. And then when we became a church, he was one of the early guys. So we made him one of our elders. That young man was a young man who led us to Alabaster City. The land. The moment we got the land and got all the documents, the young man left the church. If I sit down and I think about it, he was here for a reason. We got almost 50 plots of land then, and when we could not pay for 18, they made us retain 32, and then we relinquished 18 plots. At the time we bought one plot for 11.5 million or 1,150, 11.3 Ghana, 1,300 Ghana city. Now, one plot of land in the same location is 450 million for one plot. 45,000 Ghana cities. All our 32 plots of land was not even that. So God sends us one person whose family owned a land. Sent us, we got the land. The moment documents are settled, he leaves for a reason. Then I have people who came in season. They also came. So that certain people, when they leave your life, you should thank God. I'm telling you, no matter how sweet they were, for a season. Also, there are people who will come into your life, and they will come into your life for a season. My grandfather and my grandmother, ACP Isaac Abramponsa, and his wife, my grandmother, Lady Comfort Dakwa Amponsa. My grandfather died how many years now? 11 years now. They gave us this land. This land in Tesano. Try looking for a chamber and hall in this place and listen to the prices and come back and let's talk. Chamber and hall in this area and then come back and let's talk. We have never paid 1 cent for this land. Not 1 cent. We have been here for free because I met somebody for a season. And that person offered us a land for free. And we built a church and we are having worship on it. That's why we named this building after them. Amponsa Memorial Temple. For a season. Then you have people who are going to be in your life for a lifetime. Those people, honestly and often, they are bland. They are those people who can tell you, those people, they are frank because they are not going anywhere. You can fight with them for 3 weeks, they will come back. You can decide not to call them for 3 months. After 3 months, they will show up. They are lifetime friends until death do you part. So, if I put all your friends into this category or statistics, there are some friends who are for a reason. There are some friends who are for a season. And there are some friends who are for a lifetime. Then it is up to you to decide how to treat each of them. Because some of these reason and season, sometimes they can resurface. You can travel to America and you meet them again. And they can be a blessing to you. And they can be a help to you. So be very careful. Especially when you are especially when you are discontinuing a relationship with somebody. Be careful how you discontinue a relationship. When you be jaya, you're careful. When you be awareno, you have a text message in your relationship. You have a text message or a phone call in your dear. You need to go through that same channel. When you were in love with high testosterone, you must go through the same. Oh yeah, I'm a man. I'm talking to you about men. Why is it that all the men in this place are pretending as if every morning you don't get an erection? With all your anointing, every morning there is an erection. Mama, come for that. Hallelujah. Treat people well. Treat people with love. Treat people with love. I have seen people you can feed today, tomorrow they will feed you. I know. Hey, when my sister was in KNUSA, she was going through school. The Lord had lifted me in the beginning stages. I had rented my first 5-bedroom house. And so when she comes from school, she doesn't go to the family house again. She stays with me. And then she has a room to herself. When she's going to go, I let the driver take her to STC. I buy the bus ticket. I get her provisions. And then she leaves. I did that for almost 2 years. Anytime I'm in Kumasi, I go to the school, the university campus, and go and visit her. I go with gifts and give her money. It was not long. When we had our first child, he had the opportunity to travel to England. 6 months, he had her citizenship. 1 year after that, she bought a house. Then, it was 2003, I traveled to England. The tables had turned. Now, she fed me, and she fed me for 4 years. I never bought groceries. I never paid bills. I didn't pay rent when I went to England for 1 day. I stayed in my sister's house, owned a room to myself. I used their computer, used their internet, used their telephone as my office until I got an office. I used all these things. She paid for it. You know, so be careful when you are doing good to people because it is a divine opportunity. Very soon, it turns around. Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.